Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Yep. There you are, Randy. My old fishing box. Yeah, that's the rod I used when I went after salmon.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, sure you can.
Tell me about the time you went after the salmon, Grandpa.
Do we have to hear all that again?
Oh, Randy loves it, John.
You know, I'm trying to work out these orders, Danny. I have to put them on the sales manager's desk tomorrow morning.
Perhaps some other time, Randy.
No, I want to hear it now.
What your father said.
It's high time you're in bed, Randy. You're only sending me to bed to stop Grandpa telling about the salmon, I know.
That's enough, Randy.
Whose home is this? Whose son are you, Randy?
Oh, please, John, there's no need to get upset.
I'm sick to death of trying to work with Grandpa forever talking about the salmon he almost but never quite caught.
I'm sorry. I'm real sorry, John.
If I can't hear about the salmon, I'll be glad to go to bed.
Yes, perhaps it's time I turned in, too. We old backwoodsmen hit the hay at sundown and rise with the birds, you know, Randy.
When can I go fishing with you, Grandpa?
One day soon.
And take that blasted box of fishing gear with you.
That, John?
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'll pick everything up.
If I'd have done that, I'd have gotten the greatest wobbling of all times, I bet.
I lost my temper.
Into bed, Randy. Good night, Grandpa. Good
night.
Lucky nothing was broken.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Temper runs an outside the family, John. You must have caught it from Jenny.
Oh, John. How could you do such a thing? Don't you realize what it does to Randy and to me?
I can't help it, Jenny. I'm so worried about this job. Fields now are down to four now, you know. Bill Hannon told me that so this morning. Once I get to Meredith's, my salary's doubled. We can put a deposit on the house.
Sounds wonderful.
Four. I know how you feel about living in this place. Not enough room. Neighbors are noisy at times.
I'll make you some coffee.
Oh, don't get up now.
But the coffee...
It's not often we're on our own.
Oh, dear. You sound as though we lived in the middle of a railway station.
That's what it feels like at times.
Not Grandpa again.
Well, if only it did something useful. All he does is sit around, yarning about fishing and that cabin he built and ambling out once a month to collect his pension.
He built it with his own hands. Fell the trees, planned them.
He could have made a success of his business, but no, he acted as though he'd never heard of the words ambition, hard work. So he ends up like this, living with his relations.
John, there's nothing bad about the way that...
Not bad. He's filling Randy's head with those ideas.
Randy's only 10.
I don't object to Grandpa personally,
but... Oh, John... You're not writing an inter-office memo now.
You seem to think his fishing tails and log cabins are more important than this job I'm trying for, Jenny.
Of course I don't, John. I want a home as much as you do.
If they find out at Loring's that I've applied for another job, I'll be squeezed out. Look what happened to Peter Marchant when
No one knows. You can trust Bill Hannon.
It's like standing at the top of a long flight of stairs and reaching out into a void. Foot may strike another step, or they may fall. And I'm not responsible just for myself alone. There's you, baby that's coming, Randy, and Grandpa.
Oh, John, you're just worrying yourself sick about the job. You put in your application, and now all you can do is wait.
Yes, and listen to how Grandpa almost caught that great red salmon.
John's late, isn't he, Jenny?
He's working back again. I'm keeping his dinner hot for him.
You know, he'd go a long way, that boy.
Now, what exactly do you mean by that, Grandpa?
Oh, he'll make a lot of money. You'll have a real nice home one day.
Maybe. Maybe I lose some other important things when it gets that far. There's no joy in his life anymore, Grandpa. All the time he's thinking of his job and frightened to relax.
Meredith runs a pretty big concern, doesn't he?
Oh, it's huge. If John will make salesman, he's
Meredith. Hmm? Name's familiar.
These days, John doesn't even play with Randy. All he can do is find fault with you and with all of us.
Well, if I'm in the way, you...
This is your
home. No, Jenny. No, it's John's home, and you quarrel about me so often, don't you? I hear you.
He's tired when he comes home.
Oh, there are places. I hear some of them are, real comfortable, considering.
Home for old men?
Not exactly.
Oh, you wouldn't fit in a place like that, Grandpa. You're too young.
Old age is a prison in itself, Jenny. Poverty builds high walls around you.
Not for you, Grandpa. Not for you.
Maybe I'll go and climb a little cabin again.
Is it still there by the stream?
Yeah, the leaves will be covering the roof now. The gray owl will have made his nest in the tree beside the door.
Hello, John.
Hello, Jenny.
I'll hustle along and warm up the coffee for you, Jenny.
Sorry I'm late.
What is it, John?
Oh, Laurie spoke to me today.
Yes?
Asked me when I was moving on to Luke Meredith's construction company. Tried to laugh it off, and then he smiled at me and said that perhaps the job I had was too small for me.
Who told him?
Did Grandpop collect his pension yesterday?
Yes, but I...
Coffee be ready in 2 shakes for you, John.
See anyone when you were out yesterday, Grandpop?
Oh yes. I bumped into Mrs. Fleming at the corner. She told me that Joe is due to retire any day now. Oh, I should have given up years ago, but he's one of those...
And Joe Fleming is paymaster at Laurie.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, Joe was one of
security... You gabbling old idiot. Laurie knew all about my putting in for another job at 11 o'clock this morning.
Well, you're leaving him, aren't you?
Not if I don't get the job at Meredith's.
Haven't you the faintest idea what you've done? Oh, I'm sorry if I said anything wrong.
Oh, it's too late now to be sorry. I may be able to find some common sense and quiet outside.
John, please come back. Don't. Oh, dear.
Yes, it's my fault. I do talk too much. I know that, Janine.
Oh, Grandpa. You've seen how John's almost been out of his mind with what...
He'd go off somewhere and let off steam, maybe.
We've been quarreling so much lately.
Well, you can't have smooth sailing all through marriage, Jenny.
I better go and turn off the oven.
Look, don't wait up for John. Let him come in quietly, and then tomorrow morning he'll talk about it all in his own good time.
Why don't you stop handing around? I want a platitude for a change.
I shall, Jenny. I promise you.
If you want anything pressed, bring it to me. I'll do the ironing till John comes home.
No, there's nothing. You've been here too long, old man. It's time you did something for yourself. Send for the rest tomorrow. She won't hear you if you go now. We don't want to fuss. Just go away quietly. Won't even tell them where you are. She'll be there in the kitchen. You've been imposed on her too long. Yeah, imposed on John, too.
You're not going without me.
Now, you hurry on back to bed, Randy.
I sure you get out, you old kid.
I can't take you with me.
I'm old enough, and I won't get in your way.
I'm going to visit friends. Old friends, Randy. They don't care for children.
You're going to fish for that salmon, aren't you?
Randy.
That's why you're creeping away, weren't you? Didn't want me to find out you were going. Well, I did. And I'm going, too.
What are you two doing there?
Randy, go back to bed at once.
I won't. If I do, he'll go without me.
Go where?
To his cabin in the hills.
I can't stay, Jenny.
Seems to me I've lost my husband, Grandpa. You're going to take away my son, too.
You do as your mother tells you, Randy.
No.
You hear me?
Yes, but I'm still going with you.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
I'll make us some supper. Now put your case away, Grandpa.
John will feel better if he comes home and finds him not here.
Are you going to catch a train, Grandpa?
Well, that's where we'll go in the summer, Randy. We'll speak to your father.
Oh, I bet. Then he'll probably want to come with us, and that'll spoil everything.
Come into the kitchen, Grandpa. Coffee's ready now.
No, I think I'll turn in if you don't mind.
I could choke myself for saying what I did.
At my age, you outgrow a great many things, Jenny. One of those things is the fear of losing your job. The dread of not being able to pay the bills and the necessity of saving for the future. And don't you judge John by me.
I don't, Grandpa.
I enjoy myself as a hero to Randy, but I also know that it's John who's provided me with a home.
John's always been very fond of you, Grandpa. It's only just now he's so worried. Don't forget, it's taken him years to become assistant sales manager at Loring's.
Oh, yes, he has to consider the future, and I don't.
He'll get this new job at Luke Meredith, and then...
You look in the mailbox this afternoon, Jenny.
No, I asked... I must have forgotten.
Oh, look at this. Luke Meredith's going to interview me.
Oh, then he must have chosen
me. He wants me to pick him up at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon and bring him here.
Bring him here? What's he going to do? Employ the whole family?
Luke Meredith is a very unusual man. He takes a personal interest in all his executives. He likes to meet the family, look in the background, huh?
Yeah, and I know the kind. Snooper masquerading as the benevolent boss.
Why, he's reputed to have the highest paid and happiest staff in the industry.
Yeah, all too scared to cough in front of him without written permission. I'm going to bed now.
He started from the bottom himself, Jerry. There's a photo of him in the trade journal last year when he was only 18. Andy Meredith, he was known as then. Close friends, and even some of the staff still call him Andy.
Andy Meredith.
Oh, shouldn't have rushed out like that, Jenny. I didn't get very far. Throw the letter in the box and sat down the front steps reading it over and over.
It's all right now, John.
Andy Meredith. He's too smart for his own good. No more ways of wriggling out of an honest day's work than any boy in the works.
You knew him?
Oh, certainly I did. A little red-haired fella. You gave him the sack when he'd been only with me about a year.
You fired Luke Meredith?
Yeah, he deserved it, too.
But he's coming here tomorrow.
Now, Johnny, you'd never know. We won't tell him.
And well, how are we going to keep Grandpop quiet? Tell me that.
Oh, Grandpop will stay in his room, won't you?
Well, I'd like to see the young fellow again, but if
you... Look, I'll have this place spotless, and I'll bake and I'll cook all day.
It won't work.
But he doesn't know my maiden name. So far as Luke Meredith is concerned, I'm Mrs. John Graham.
Might as well go to bed. Andy Meredith, eh? Oh, he's a foxy little fellow, all right, but too smart. Too smart for his own good. He didn't like me, and by heck, I didn't like him either.
More to the side, Randy.
Okay. Oh, don't spill any on the floor, please, Grandpa.
Hey, sorry, Jenny.
Oh, now, what do you think of all that? There's a day's whole baking there.
Cream cake? Scones? Cookies? Chocolate slice? Hey, when do we eat?
You can have as much as you like when Mr. Meredith has been and gone.
There's no sign of him yet.
No, but they won't be long. John says punctuality is a fetish with Luke Meredith.
I bet he was a regular stinker, huh, Grandpa?
That's enough, Randy.
It's them! And a car 10 blocks long!
Okay. You go to your room, Randy. When I call you, you come out and you say good afternoon to Mr. Meredith. You kiss your father, and you help hand around the plate.
All right, all right. But I'll be listening. I can listen, can't I?
Yes, dear. You can listen.
You know, funny to think of Andy Meredith running his own business now. He always had such a talent for minding everyone else's when he was a kid.
You'll be comfortable in your room, won't you, Grandpa?
I tried to show him how to take down the tractor once. Could have been talking to the man in the moon for all the good it did.
Oh, no, really.
1, 2, 3. Oh, Mr. Meredith, I'm so glad to meet you. Hello, John, dear. Do come in.
Mr. Meredith, I'd like you to meet my wife, Jenny.
I'm very happy to know you, my dear.
It's a great pleasure, Mr. Meredith. Won't you sit down? Oh, let me take your hat.
Thank you so much.
We're hoping to buy our own home eventually, Mr. Meredith.
An excellent idea. A stabilizing influence in any man's life. To be able to put out your hand and say, this is mine. These bricks and mortar belong to me. I must confess, I often find myself doing it at home. Quite unconsciously, of course.
I'm sure you'd like some coffee and cake, Mr. Meredith.
Nothing at all for me. A glass of water and a crack, if you don't mind. I'm on a diet.
Are you quite sure? Oh, yes, certainly.
You started in your present place of employment as a fitter, didn't you, Graham?
Yes, I was an engineer before I moved into the sales division.
I like a man to have practical experience. Started off myself as an apprentice engineer. We worked in those days, I can tell you.
I read your life story in the trade journal last year.
Oh, yes. It was just a slight account.
And your ice water, Mr. Meredith.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Graham. Delicious.
You haven't met Randy yet, have you, Mr. Meredith?
No, I don't think I've had that pleasure.
Oh. Come and meet Mr. Meredith, Randy.
Very pleased to meet you, Mr. Meredith.
Oh, a fine young man. Yeah, this is all your family?
Well, not quite. We're hoping that Randy will have a sister quite soon.
Congratulations, Graham. You can't beat the large family. Always felt sorry for an only child. I was the eldest of nine, the breadwinner, when I was 14.
Why, well, Grandpa, too. He's family. You worked for him once.
Randy.
Huh? I worked for your grandfather?
Mother's grandfather. My great-grandfather. I'm the only boy at school who has a great-grandfather at home.
My grandfather's resting now. He hasn't been very well.
It's quite understandable at his age. Well, it's been most enjoyable meeting your little family, Graham. Naturally, I'll have to give this position a great deal of thought.
Well, Grandpa's not resting. I can tell because when he's asleep, he snores so loud it's just like a train whistle. This is Mr. Meredith, Grandpa. Remember? He used to work for you.
Good heavens. Jim Brumley.
I didn't think he'd recognize me in so many years.
Ah, Jim, I could never forget you. You know, you gave me the sack.
Gave me the sack? Well, I was kind of hoping that you did.
Grandma, please don't apologize.
Ah, that's the best turn I ever had done to me in my life. You know what he said to me? He said, Andy, you're too big for this job. You have ambition and drive, and this is too small a place for you. What you should find is a job with a really big outfit. You know, those were your very words. Now, weren't they?
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, you told me I was too smart for the job of work I was doing. Believe me, Jim, I can't call you Jim, can I?
Yeah, sure, you certainly can.
Well, Jim, the foundation of my success was laid that day that I left you. Tell me, what happened to your old business?
What happened to my old business? I sold out, you see, when I was 60 and invested the money unwisely. And, the upshot of it is, my grandson has given me a home.
And we simply love having him with us, Mr. Meredith.
Yeah, well, a bad show. Sorry to hear that, Jim. Yes, a man needs grit and determination to reach the top in our field. Now, tell me, what do you think of young Graham here, huh? After all, you're an excellent judge of character, as I recall.
Well, thanks very much for the compliment. I tell you this, he's smarter than I ever was, Andy.
Ah, that's all I want to hear. Hey, Graham, I'll see you in the morning, huh? Hey, my word, it's been good meeting you again, Jim.
Yeah, it certainly has. You've been fine.
Yes, Graham, 8:45 on the dot in my office. We'll discuss your salary then.
You mean that? Thanks. Thanks a lot, Mr. Meredith.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yes, a fine old gentleman, your grandfather, Mrs. Graham. Say, you ever catch that salmon? Hmm?
Yeah.
You still go fishing, Jim?
No, I'm too old for that now.
Oh, you're not too old, Grandpa. And you said you're going to take me one day. You promise now.
You did really now. You know, I remember you promised me the same thing. That great red salmon. I'll never forget it. You know, Jim, I bought a little place up in the hills myself. Air-conditioned, deep-freeze, TV. My wife, she insisted on all that, but, Jim, it isn't the same. You know what? One summer, we'll go away together, Jim. Huh? Up to your place.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, we'll do that, Andy.
Okay. Say, where is it exactly?
Oh, nicely, the kind of spot. Long way, I'm afraid. Pretty long way from anywhere.
Oh, gosh, I'll find it, though. Would I do, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah, you'll find it all right. It's easy to find when you're young and when you have time to dream.
Yeah, dream? I'm a mighty busy man. I got no time for that, I'm afraid. Still, Jim, we'll squeeze in a weekend somehow or other. I tell you what, we'll take the young chap along to do the chores, huh? How about it, Graham? You reckon you'd be any good at making fires and scrubbing frying pans? Oh, good grief. Look at the time.
Oh, well, I'll see you down to the car now, if you like, Miss Meredith.
Well, it's been a real heartwarming experience meeting you again, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, bye now, Mrs. Graham. So, we'll make it duty, shall we? Ah, yes, great times we had, Jim. Great times. You can't beat the family. Wait, do it, Mr. Dodd.
Grandpa, did you hear that? I can't believe it. Oh, Grandpappy has the job.
Yeah, you're dead right there, girl. He certainly has.
Golly, Wally, Grandpa. Hey, you're not going fishing with him, are you?
No, Randy, I don't think so.
Oh, why not? Why not, Grandpop? After all, he gave him the job. You know what I think? I think we may just as well all have some coffee now.
Yeah, darn good idea, Reagan. Have some coffee.
I just feel dead now. It's all over.
Gee, though, did you hear him? Did you hear him all the time? Oh, he's awfully loud. What's the word for it? Spreading, that's it, isn't it?
Oh, now, Randy, you mustn't be a naughty boy.
I think spreading's kind of right. I told you to talk, didn't I, Jenny? I guess maybe that's why we never got along together. Two of a kind, you know?
Oh, Grandpa. Isn't it wonderful? Just think. John has the job now. He'll be manager. Oh, Grandpa, it's what he always wanted. Now he'll really be happy. Grandpa, you know something?
Hmm?
You know what I'd like right now?
What's that, girl?
Will you please tell us about that great big red salmon? Please, Grandpa.
Red salmon?
Please, Grandpa. I want to hear about it now more than ever.
Yes, Grandpa. You remember? Time you tried to catch it in a net.
That's right, Randy.
Yeah, but I remember it all, although it was quite a long time ago.
Come on, Grandpa, tell us.
All right, girl. As I recall it, it was twilight with dusky shadows stretching out across the water. I was watching the stream when it jumped in front of me. High. High as the sun, it seemed to me then.
Close
yeah,
the door.
High as the sun.
Grandpa might get cold.
And then he twisted and caught the sun. Oh, I did it.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.